It's a Sunday on the Palouse, and in a small grass field, about 30 people gather to play baseball. Taylor Rose is a founding member of a group known as Palouse Gay Baseball. She says the team started 3 years ago when about six friends decided to make something regular out of a game of catch.
I don't know if we knew what to expect last week at spring training, but when 32 people showed up and there were multiple cars from Spokane, it was like, oh, this is something now.
Rose says baseball, with all its rituals, has a sort of spirituality to it. For the team of LGBTQ players, it's a bit like church.
Sunday night, we're playing baseball. I think people throw the word community around, but it isn't always there. And here, there's an opportunity to meet someone and realize, oh, I've never met you before, but you're my neighbor.
Marcia Darling plays on that team. Darling, who uses she-they pronouns, came out as transgender a little over a year ago. At the time, Darling was living with and working for their parents so she could save money. She says they were not supportive of queer people.
And I kept on dropping little hints, and every single time the hint would drop, there would be like a really negative reaction. So I would be like, no, I'd better not do that. Yeah. And so that was really difficult.
When she did come out, Darling says, their parents asked them to leave, and most of her friends stopped talking to her. That isolation is a common experience for many LGBTQ people. Now that she's out, Darling says, people ask if she's happier. But that question misses the mark.
It's feeling like my whole life I had my head underwater and was breathing through a straw, and then coming up and breathing air for the first time.
Darling says they wouldn't go back for anything, but finding spaces where it's safe to be herself can be hard. In some spaces, conforming to strict gender roles is important for her safety. But when it comes to baseball, they don't have to perform a certain way to be seen for who they are or feel safe.
Gay baseball was so important for me because it was one of the first spaces that I had that I felt like I could really express myself, and I didn't feel like I needed to be putting on a front for anybody.
Rural communities like the ones in eastern Washington can carry a reputation for being less inclusive. But Coach Sanders, who asked not to use her first name for safety reasons, says the lessons learned from small town living were a driving force in what made the group work.
Every time you go to the post office, every time you go to the store, every time you walk down the street, there's somebody who knows you by name. And I think when you bring that mentality into queer culture, it becomes something greater.
For this team, baseball isn't just baseball. It's become a sort of coalition building. It's a place where queer people are not only free to be themselves without fear, but build relationships and community. Since they've started, Sanders says what they've built with their patchwork group of players has become the envy of friends living in larger cities.
They look to our space in the middle of the prairie and they get jealous. And I think it's because we've been able to build this really magical thing that feels like an anomaly and feels really special. So this has been everything for me.
Rose says that kind of community building is something anyone can do.
Sometimes when people want to do something good or important, they think that it has to look like what it's going to look like at the end, and it really doesn't.
Players say for them, finding a space to be themselves has been pure joy.
Nice! Go, go, go! Home, 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 home! Yeah!
Reporting on the Palouse, I'm Rachel Sun.